posts.
Okay. And what would you call a fence or a wall that was made out of loose stone or rock?
Oh, stone wall?
That's fine.
Rock
and
wall.
Your best dishes would be called what?
China.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
A China egg, yes.
Have you seen that? Oh, okay, good. Used for what?
I don't know.
Just for decoration, or did it have a purpose?
I guess just decoration.
Okay. What time do you need to leave? You said you needed to leave a little early to get back.
I'm not sure when the bell rings. I don't know the...
I think the bell rings at 2:15. How long will it take you to get down the hall? Do you have to talk to her, or just go down there and...
I just have to hand her a paper.
Mm-hmm. In time to get to your next class? Is your next class far away?
No, it's just right upstairs. I just come down the hall and then right
Well, let me finish this page
okay.
And then we'll go. When I say this page, I mean from here to here.
Okay.
What would you carry water in?
A pail, a bucket.
What's the difference?
Not really any difference. I just...
Suppose it's made of wood.
Wood, bucket. If it's made of metal, I think, a pail. What?
All students involved in the Holocaust program. This is something, nothing, just something comical about the idea of the students being involved in a Holocaust. Bucket is wood and pail is metal, right?
Yeah.
So what do you carry milk in?
In a bottle. Jug,
well, bucket,
carton,
bucket or pail, essentially.
Oh, milk.
Straight from the cow, you know, you'd milk into a...
A pail, I guess.
Okay. And what would you put the stuff in that you'd throw to the hogs?
Oh, in a trough.
Well, that's what you'd pour it into, but then what do you carry it out in?
Bucket.
What kind of bucket? What do you call the stuff? There's an expression, I'm going to go, meaning feed the hogs, you're going to...
Slop.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. What do you fry eggs in?
You mean...
On the stove.
Oh, the pan that
mm-hmm.
you fry in? A frying pan.
Okay. What's it made of?
Iron. It's like an iron skillet, I
mm-hmm.
guess.
So they're the same thing, skillet and frying pan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did you ever see a big metal thing that they used to put out in the backyard to wash clothes in? Big black thing. What do you call that?
Tub, I guess.
Wash pot, you know that term? Okay, what do you call the thing that they put on the stove to boil water in for tea? It might whistle.
Kettle.
Okay, good. And then to grow flowers, you would plant them in a...
In a flower pot.
All right, and if you cut the flowers, you might put them in a...
A vase.
Mm-hmm. And then the things, the eating utensils that you set beside the plate are the...
Silverware.
And each piece is the... Mm-hmm. On the left side, you put the...
Oh, the, on the left.
Well, what are the three main pieces?
Oh, fork, knife, and spoon.
Okay, and two of the thing that you cut with are two? The plural of knife.
Knives.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, we'll stop there and continue either tomorrow or whenever you get back to town. Thank you. You don't think there's any chance you could get out of your fourth or sixth period any day?
Well, I'm going to be gone.
Yeah,
Monday.
I
yes.
Are you going to be gone any days other than Monday?
I'm not sure. It might be until Wednesday, or it might just be Monday.
Mm-hmm. When you say until Wednesday, does that mean you'll be here on Wednesday?
Well, I might
not
be absent.
Okay, so you might be gone Monday, Tuesday,
yeah.
and Wednesday. Or you might be here Tuesday.
Right.
Okay, so, well, who are your teachers, fourth and sixth?
Fourth is Ms. and fifth is Mr.
No, I don't know either one of them. There are not very many teachers here that have been here long enough to remember me, so that's not any help. But anyway, we can think about that more next week. Do they have a pep rally today? Do they have pep rallies?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do at a pep rally?
Well, they give out a spirit stick for the class that was the most spirited, you know, sophomores
mm-hmm.
or juniors. And the sophomores won.
Oh, that's unusual. Usually the seniors win things like that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. We won last time, though, the freshmen.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
And the band plays, and the cheerleaders perform, and the drill team performs.
Mm-hmm.